The latest economic data is out from the Consumer Price Index, and this latest report on inflation has kind of good news and a whole lot of bad news. Consumer prices are down from 8.5% to 8.3%, but prices were supposed to drop to 8.1%. That being said, some analysts are saying get prepared for stagflation. To talk about it, we turn to the Chief Communications Officer for Job Creators Network, Elaine Parker. Hey, Elaine.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. Let me ask you this right out of the gate. What is stagflation?
Well, I mean, basically what we're doing is we're seeing the economy enter stagflation, and we have the financial markets off to their worst year since 1939. So we're predicting a recession at this point because we're seeing consumer spending fall back. We're seeing interest rates increase, and we're seeing inflation at the highest rate we've seen in four decades. And all of that is going to equate to stagflation for everyday ordinary Americans who are going to feel it the worst. And we listened to the president 2 days ago come out before they announced the inflation, the CPI, and basically gaslight the American people, explaining that all of this inflation has to do with, you know, we've heard him blame everybody from greedy corporations to the pandemic to Vladimir Putin, the war. I think this administration really needs to look in the mirror and see that this inflation crisis is going from bad to worse, and it's being caused by very bad economic policies coming out of his administration. It's causing what we're calling the Biden pay cut and making life harder for ordinary Americans and small businesses.
How can ordinary Americans then get prepared for this? Let's say we're staring down the barrel here of a recession. What can Americans do?
I mean, look, this part is out of our control. What we're seeing is record gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
This is a painful tax on commuters and ordinary Americans. We're dealing with also widespread supply chain shortages, which is driving the cost of supplies up. And I don't know if you've heard, but including baby formula at this point,
mm-hmm.
which is putting an enormous stress on families and obviously new mothers. I mean, where's Secretary Buttigieg? He just had a baby, right?
Yeah, good point.
Is he having any problems getting formula? Shouldn't he be out there talking about the stress that Americans are feeling, that new families are feeling when they can't get baby formula? He should be feeling the same kind of stress. And we hear nothing. I mean, where's Pete, right?
Where's Pete? That should be a hashtag. Hashtag, where's Pete? Elaine, let me ask you this then. If you could just, you know, wave a magic wand here, how could we start to fix these surging prices that we are all experiencing across the country?
Well, I mean, Congress needs to immediately pass some real steps to bring down inflation, and Biden needs to sign them into law as soon as possible. And this includes overturning all of Biden's oil drilling restrictions and also making the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act permanent. I mean, he just released his 2023 budget, which includes $2.5 trillion in tax mm-hmm. increases. If you don't think that causes uncertainty for small businesses and businesses in general, it does. They're staring down the face at $2.5 trillion in taxes. Guess what they start to do? They start to stop hiring. They start to contract what they're doing and not grow their businesses because their confidence level goes down. I mean, we need to start seeing some real steps to doing that. And just last night, a story came out that the Biden administration announced that it's not going to proceed with plans for 3 oil gas mm-hmm. lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska. And you think, okay, here's somebody who's on Tuesday told the American people he's doing everything he can to bring down the cost of oil. And yet he continues to implement policies that restrict domestic drilling and our ability to be energy independent. Before he took office, people need to remember, we were energy independent. We were actually a net exporter of oil to other countries. And now we're no longer independent, and we are importing from countries that don't like us.
Elaine, I could not have said all of that better myself. I've said it before on this program, and I'm going to say it again. November cannot come soon enough. Elaine, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
That's Elaine Parker, the Chief Communications Officer for Job Creators Network. By the way, she mentioned gas prices, and I want to elaborate on this for just a moment because gas prices have hit a new record high across the U.S. We are now staring down $4.41 per gallon, according to AAA. That's as of this morning. I'm looking right at it as we speak. It costs you $4.41 per gallon on average to buy 1 gallon of regular gas. If you live in New York or California, for example, those prices are starting to hover right around the $6 mark.
Podcasts by Federated Media.